That's right. Each week I am joined by our regular US correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, to find out what's happening with our big brother nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave, the United States of America. Now, this week, the Panama Papers are causing new shockwaves in the US presidential race, and he joins me on the line to have a bit of a chat about it. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've talked about the ongoing legal controversies that Hillary Clinton finds herself involved with owing to Benghazi and her private email server. Now the Panama Papers are directing some new heat her way. What's going on?
Well, she, like anybody who has a little bit of money, and in her case, she and her husband have a lot of money, and they've had so many bills and debts. They've had to find every way they could to use that money to pay off their debts and to live. And obviously, some of the people doing the investing for them have taken some shortcuts. Or long cuts, I guess they call them. this is bad for a couple of reasons. One of them is Hillary's had one piece of bad news after another. And the really bad news is all the bad news on her makes Bernie look even better. And the longer Bernie hangs around, the less presidential she looks. Doesn't look like she can beat anybody. Remember, she caved to Obama, had a lead on him, and caved in that race. So it's not looking good. And if this gets as far as California with this stuff hanging around, she's in trouble.
Well, one of the big controversies that have come out of this, Clinton did lobby for the Panama-United States Trade Promotion Agreement, and it said that agreement sort of paved the way for some major banks and corporations, most notably the Deutsche Bank, to skirt some national laws and regulations. Now, after she retired as Secretary of State, the Deutsche Bank paid her a good $445,000 for a speech. She's been skewered on her huge speaking fees in the past. Do you think these criticisms have been fair?
Oh, absolutely. These look like political payoffs. Now, if somebody gave me $450,000 for a speech, of course, it'd be worth it, given my quality speaking time on 2SER. Nobody gets $450,000 for a speech. And we can't kid ourselves. No one gets $1 million or $2 million for being a friend of so-and-so and the like. This smells, and it smells really badly with somebody like Bernie in the ring. And, of course, the Republicans are going to throw this at her when she's the eventual candidate. So it's hard to do a campaign on your heels. And that's where she is right now.
Well, Bernie, as to be expected, has let loose on her for this. And some critics are saying it could be big enough. This could be the final straw in costing her the race for the White House yet again. So you've mentioned there, obviously, Bernie, you know, he looks better and better every time Clinton takes a bit of a stumble like this. What do you think? What do you think? Is this big enough? Is this the final straw?
Well, look, the thing that's helping Hillary is Donald Trump. And the potential of Trump or even Cruz being the candidate. And to beat them, you have to have a known quantity. And that is not Hillary Clinton, it's the Clinton machine and the Obama machine. Bernie could get skewered by that machine. And they can easily paint him as a communist. The American people are not voting for communists. So what's holding her up is kind of the other guys look worse. I suspect she can get through the convention, but she's going to be limping.
Well, that's certainly an interesting way to look at it, limping through the next convention. Another one with Bernie is she's been quite critical of Sanders' tone in some of the debates that they've had. Sanders originally did say he was going to run a very clean campaign where he wasn't going to try and look too much at his opponent. He was going to focus on his own achievements. His tone has been quite attacking of Clinton of late. What do you make, though, of this this idea that she will not debate him unless he cleans up his tone?
Well, as I've said before, she doesn't want to debate anybody, and she certainly doesn't want to debate him. and his tone is important. His tone has changed as he's become more looking like a winner. And he's now got very strong, smart people behind him who's saying, you can't just run on your record, you got to kill hers. So she's aware of this. She's a seasoned politician. We've got a blemish with the Panama Papers. Other blemishes are going to come out. She does not want to go into the convention or into a race with Bernie having exposed all the blemishes she has and her husband has.
Mm.
The more you put the stuff on the record, the more damaging it is for her. She just has to keep that out of the record. That's what she means by tone.
Mm. But is that kind of lose-lose? I mean, you mentioned there Clinton already... well, looking like she lost to Obama originally and now sort of flagging behind, not able to knock Sanders completely out of the race. Is this a little bit lose-lose? She could go into a debate with him and end up, you know, not looking great in the debate, or she can refuse to debate him and look like she's not actually strong enough to take him on.
Nobody remembers the non-debate.
Mm. Okay.
We've had that in this country where a prime ministerial candidate said, no, I'm not going to debate. I've had enough debate and the like. We had a certain limit on debates. I'm not going any farther. People don't remember non-debate. That's not something the Republicans are going to throw at her. Bernie can throw it at her. But then to the Clinton backers, she's on the high ground on that one. Mm. No, I wouldn't debate anybody if I were her.
Now, just perhaps as a final point, Ed, bringing it back to the idea behind these Panama Papers, this has been a huge release of information. Hillary, she's very much the establishment figure between the two of them. Bernie is the outsider. Hillary is the very much establishment, and she's got, you know, that to somewhat of her advantage that she is a seasoned politician. She knows what she's doing. If she was to be put in the big chair, she kind of knows what's to be expected of her. But something like the Panama Papers stirring up all this anti-establishment feeling, even more anti-establishment feeling that we've already seen come into the race, how much is just that going to hurt her?
It's not going to hurt her that much. People who are against her are already against her. People who are for her are going to say, well, we kind of knew that already.
Mm.
She's damaged goods. There's no doubt about that. The question is, how damaged is she and can she win the presidency? And the establishment on both sides, the Republican side and the Democratic side, are hoping she does win the election because at least she's not one of them. Now think about this. You've got Bernie, who wants to lead the nation in socialism, and you've got Trump, who wants to lead the nation in the fascism. You say, oh my God, at least we know we have a person here who's sane, and the Congress might control. But these two are not. There aren't strong Democrats who want Bernie in office because they can't back his program. They'd be killed in the polls. There aren't, you know, middle of the road or genuine Republicans who want Trump in for the same reason. So let's call this a bad season and hope 4 years from now we can have a rerun with some other people.
calling it a wash on the on the 2016 election.
Yeah, this is not going to be my favorite one.
Excellent. Well, Ed, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight, as always. Do appreciate your time. You have a very good day.
Thank you, sir. Let's hope we have a good weekend.